coming to you from the Legacy Seeds booth here at Big Iron. And we're going to jump on over and visit with the folks from Nutrien Ag Solutions. And Craig Talley joins us. Hello, Craig.
Well, good afternoon, Mick.
Good to see you. You kind of added to the spice of Nutrien recently, I hear.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes in my career the last few years with a sugar beet seed company for 25 years and as a DuPont rep, and now with Nutrien Ag Solutions, it all combines into one. And of course, we're the marketing arm for Maribou sugar beet seed here in the Red River Valley, including southern Minnesota.
All right, and Maribou is you got some great opportunities for producers here to, as you know, they're probably sitting. Some of them are already sitting in the sugar beet lifter or the topper here doing a few. But tell us why they ought to look at Maribou.
Well, Maribou has been around for, a long time, probably in the 1920s. It's a Danish company, and formed by the Danish sugar producers to kind of preserve the seed sources. So they formed their own company in Denmark to have their own seed supply versus bringing it in from outside the country. During World War One, things got messy, so they kind of started breeding on their own. So it's a very nearly 100 years in operation. And they're very focused in about 30 countries around the world here, and in the U.S. in particular, a relatively new position here. DLF company, a seed company in Denmark, purchased the Hillesog Maribou line, and are very committed to the breeding and marketing of sugar beet seeds, not only in the U.S. but worldwide. So, in the U.S., very strong presence and a lot of R&D going back into the Red River Valley markets, especially. So, we at Maribou, relatively new. We've had some varieties approved in American Crystal Market. Actually, there's four approved varieties. We have one test market variety in the Mindac Farmers Cooperative. We have four new varieties being entered. We have one variety approved in Southern Minnesota Sugar and three new entries. So, definitely have some unique hybrids coming online. A lot of the stuff that I see from my history is what growers are looking for is some of the diversity, the disease traits and combining with yield and things. So we've got a very good portfolio of varieties for area growers.
All right. Well, whether it's Southern Min or even the southern end of the valley or the American Crystal factory districts, why look at Maribou?
Well, for one thing, growers are looking for disease tolerance, and what Maribou brings to the plate is a combination of, either Rhizoctonia, Phenomyces combinations. For example, Maribou 109 brings excellent Cercospora tolerance, probably one of the highest sugar per ton varieties available, and it also has very good Phenomyces as well. So three main components that growers are looking for, and having that high sugar really bodes well with the American Crystal Payment System. The other varieties in portfolio, like Maribou 502, in my region where I live, in the southern part of the valley, Fusarium can be a real bugger for guys, and we've seen some, pretty big yield losses. So 502 is one of those varieties that stands out under Fusarium tolerance and yet has yield. You get in the northern part of the valley, the guys that have less disease pressure, 504 is on a fantastic variety for those guys and probably one of the top five in almost every official trial that we've seen. So kind of a racehorse type, but yet has a little of a Phenomyces tolerance, but very strong yield. So really have a diverse portfolio, and some of the new varieties coming on look fantastic in trials, so we're excited to see what they're going to perform like in official trials this fall.
Once upon a time, Cercospora was the only enemy of sugar beet, but Rhizoc showing up, that sure is a headache for guys.
Yeah, Rhizoctonia is kind of it's been around a long time. It was always combined with a Phenomyces in degree, but some of these varieties now have a Phenomyces tolerance, and you kind of eliminate that, but then the Rhizoctonia shows up. So that's why, the focus, at least on our breeding groups at Maribou, is to combine those disease traits into a single hybrid to combat both, because we essentially have both here in our growing region.
After all these years, we finally get, some traits, some resistant varieties, and this is wonderful. This is good news.
You bet.
We've got some new chemistry to deal with it, but resistant varieties are probably the best idea.
Well, you remember when Rhizomania came in the operation, and if you looked on the history, Maribou was one of the first, I think it was the first company in Italy to bring to market a Rhizomania variety. Well, now everything growing here in the U.S. has tolerance to Rhizomania, so Very in-depth breeding group that Maribou has, and very focused on the needs. So the multi-disease traits, the platform is something that they're really focused on. And the other thing that they're focusing on is, less dirt tear and higher purities at the factory. So more of a smooth root beat, that's one of their features. And we see that out in field. So there's some really neat things coming on Maribou. But it's keeping up with the times. The Cicospora tolerance, we certainly have to have that. We know what, six sprays cost, guys, and we want to get away from that and have manageable, disease pressures out there so we can control things.
Yeah. Well, it seems like if Dad drove a Chevy pickup, I got to drive a Chevy pickup, but it's not the same in sugar beet seed. You can switch to Maribou.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of tradition there at Maribou, and, they're basically the companies that are there today have 100 years plus of existence, and it's a lot of breeding efforts. It's always a challenge to stay one step ahead of the needs that are going to be out there in 5 years from now. But yeah, I'm excited to work with the Maribou folks and Nutrien Ag Solutions. As you pointed out earlier, we're quite a large retail focus. We sell corn and bean seed, but we're the largest ag retail in the country. So very large, and it's been a great opportunity for me to not only work in the ag chem side, corn and bean side as well, but we have the Dynagrow brands and the Nutrien.
And Radiate, you guys heard a lot about Radiate this
morning. Radiate's a fantastic product. We sell a lot of that, and it goes on a lot of different crops, Mick, and growers are coming up to us and say, that worked really good. It's all about having healthy plants, healthy roots, stalks. Even in the sugar beet production, guys are using Radiate with Riser, for example, which is an NP and K liquid fertilizer with some micronutrients. So very nice starter fertilizer, but adding a couple ounces of Radiate with that is really proven effective. So, we have a lot of things in our portfolio. I can do a lot of different things in my job description right now, Mick. And with us is Dustin Paulson. He's with our Echelon group, so it's our digital ag platform.
Yeah, we've got about a minute to tell everybody about the digital platform for Nutrien. How's that working, Dustin?
Well, it's working out pretty well. It is our software program here at Nutrien Ag Solutions. It goes anywhere from taking, getting satellite imagery every 5 days. It has a great crop planning tool. It runs variable rate seed and fertilizer. You got historical tab data. And then it integrates with climate and my John Deere really well. That stuff comes over, and you can write your rec-offs quick and send them out to the grower.
All right. Another reason to contact the folks at Nutrien Ag Solutions. So what's the best way to get a hold of you, Dustin?
That would be to call my cell phone at 701-351-2660.
All righty. Dustin Paulson and Craig Talley of Nutrien Ag Solutions and Maribou Sugar Beet Seed. Great to visit with you.
Thanks, Mick.
Now, I wish you a great fall. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You